Hello.
Oh, excuse me.
No problem. Both of us.
Well, it's hot in this room. I think that's what happened. It's warm in this room.
Understood.
I'm going to cut the fan on, so let me do that.
Should I start or wait?
I think you can start, since we're kind of both on short on time at this time of day. So.
That's true. Trying to get the page open. Computers are fighting me today.
Uh-oh.
All right, we're starting on section 16 of Parashat Lech Lecha. We're starting with verse 138, and I'll start with Olashem Yehud. And hopefully today I'll remember all of it. Olashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin tebit hilu urchimud hilu ud hilu urchimud. Leakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei yadeinu karenei aleinu maasei yadeinu karenehu. Pasuk 138. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak haketiv al devar sarai. Eshed Avram tehake hawo. Amre leya al devar sarai. Eshet Avram tehala hawa memalel. Imeya kimadim malel yavimelech. Ela b'mila da'it mar v'layatir. Makhtashada al-divar sarai Peshet Avram ihi v'lahawa Malel imeya k'den yada dehait heya Ti Avraham ihi miyad v'ikra Paro le'avram v'yomer v'gomer. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, but it is written because of Sarai, Avram's wife. For so the angels said, because of Sarai, Avram's wife. Because the Holy One, blessed be He, did not speak with him as he did with Abimelech. So only these words were said, and no more. This plague is because of Sarai, Avram's wife. And even this was not said by the Holy One, blessed be He, but by the angels who smote him. And then he knew that she was Abraham's wife, so it is written, and Pharaoh called Avram. My commentary: with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear. Why does the Zohar ask a question that the answer is specified in the words of Torah? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, here we see the angels played a part, a big part. I noticed this time they used Sarah. Yesterday was Sarah. I was trying to do a quick glance to see if Aramaic had Sarah yesterday. Sarah. But both times they referred to Abram. Or Abram. You know, the translation is a little bit different from
right.
Yesterday.
No, I understand the question. But it's important to realize that it was both times it was Sarai, but these are two understandings of the same issue. We spoke about this yesterday. You did, actually, that you thought that the angels had communicated it to Sarai. And we talked that there was other ways for the information to get, to become available.
Well, that was because they had mentioned the angels. You know, I hadn't read ahead, wasn't that, but seeing the supernal angels, and we were somehow not discussing that, you know, it didn't come up in our, that was the only, and then they also mentioned the songs and the praises, you know. I think it's a lot of things. One was Sarah's soul, I think, because of the angels, or I think because of the idea that Hashem is just, what he does with the children of Israel, he does with the rest of the world as well, and our leaders. I think put it all together, and I guess the angels did their part on making it uncomfortable for Pharaoh that he could hear the wisdom from Hashem. That was Abram's wife.
But actually, even if the angels did speak and say that this is happening to you because of Sarai, it doesn't mean that Pharaoh was able to hear them.
Well, I thought they were praising him, and because of that praising, chanting songs of praise, that moved Hashem to drop something into Pharaoh's either consciousness or heart. I think there's an example another time about one of the others. I don't remember, is it Jacob that they were, I don't know, someone saw he and his wife barking together, so they knew they were married and not brother, sister. You know. And that's
right.
A way of letting you know things, you know. And I often say that those many years when I was growing up, God answered my prayers. Didn't know him as the shaman. He answered my prayers. And, you know, so he's no respecter of persons, it's just whoever their heart over
right.
the ears.
If they're open to hear is the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
For us to be open to hear. Verse 139. Paro Anashim Lama Begin Dila. Yikrav Parnash Behol, Le'av HaShalom, Ve'ish Lechu Oto, Levayayo, Avadu Le'ya, Bekol Ara, Demitraim, Amar Lok, kud shabarihu ake ant zamin lemebad livnoi at tozif lon mearach diti vayehi bishalach paro etam yosif lon mikol Aria. The translation. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him. He asked, why did he do so? And he says, so that nobody would come near them and harm them. And they sent him away, means that they prepared an escort to accompany him through Egypt. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to Pharaoh, this is what you shall do in the future to his children. You shall escort them out of your land, as it is written. And it came to pass when Pharaoh let the people go, meaning that he escorted them throughout his entire country. My commentary. What happens to the fathers happens to the children. When the ingathering takes place, the material-oriented people will escort the children of Israel to Israel. This is my opinion. Do you have any questions or thoughts?
I wasn't too sure we were still connected. I was going to ask you. Well, what came through my mind was, I'm wondering, escorting them through the country, is this where Hagar comes in? Do you see all of this and leave on her own volition because she wanted to leave? And makes me wonder what they thought of. He was wanting to take Abram's wife, not knowing that it, you know, who she was. And then it ends up he loses his own daughter. His daughter leaves. Abraham gets his daughter. Kind of a...
Well, I'm confused by that statement, but essentially, when Pharaoh sends him away, he gives his own daughter, which is Hagar, to Sarah to be her handmaid. And that's where Hagar showed up in Abraham's life.
You think he was trying to make up the fact to Abraham? I guess we don't know what his motivation is.
No, we don't know what his motivation is. And we know Pharaoh's motivation is to appease Abraham's anger for taking his wife. Mm-hmm. But we really don't know what, you know, Sarah's motivation was for accepting it. We don't know what Avram's attitude is. But if we attribute, you know, modern human emotions, they probably wouldn't, the motivation wouldn't matter. People would just accept it as it came and think it was just normal.
If he had a big following with him too, you know, that could have motivated a guard to be willing to go.
Abraham, or Avram at that point, did have a big following. He took all of those souls from Ur Kasdim. But at the end, Pharaoh's motivation is very clear, is get him out of the country so that he doesn't bring chaos and destruction on us.
Right.
Because I'm doing wrong by him. I'm going to read verse 140 now.
Okay.
Oh. I'm sorry?
No, I was just clearing my throat.
Okay.
I haven't done much talking today to anybody, so that's probably why. And I'm kind of bent over looking at my book. I'm trying to listen with my phone. Not in upright position.
Understand. Amara biaba ko kaslama is daben le Abraham. Oh my history ela begin legatla. The Shemaya, the Abraham, the Sarah, the Alma, the Afilu, the Mitzrayim, the Inun Harashe Alma, the Lahawa Yakil Barnash, the Ishtazev, Minaihu, Itkaldal, Abraham, the Afilu, the Mitzrayim, the Inun, Kherashe, Alma, the Lahawa, Yakil, Barnash, the Ishtaziv, Minaihu, Itgadal, Avraham, the Ishtalech, the Elahadahu, Diktiv, the Yaal, Avram, the Mitzrayim Lan Atar Denag Deitla. The translation, I'm fading here, so that's what those pauses are from. The translation, Rabbi Abba asked, why did this happen to Abraham? For what reason did he have to go through it all? And he said, so that Abraham and Sarah would achieve great fame in the eyes of the world, so that even in Egypt, which was the greatest magicians from whom nobody could be saved, Abraham was still able to rise high and be elevated. Therefore it is written, and Abraham went up out of Egypt. Where to? To the Negev. This is to his previous level. My commentary is this pasuk needs to be contemplated by all the students of Kabbalah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, seeing the word negative, you know what that means, south, I think. The negative is in the south.
The negative means the desert, but it is in the south as well, and it has come to mean south. And it may probably have meant south at that time as well.
Okay, well, then it made me think of the Tree of Life. If he's gone to his previous level, his name, Abraham, our father.
Right.
So we already
he's going back.
Just by name.
He went down from Israel to Egypt. Now he's going up from Egypt to Israel. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the language is that you make aliyah to Israel. You go up. And when you leave, the land vomits you out.
Unless you're told to go.
Correct. Correct.
It too for the good. That's what I kept hearing for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I didn't understand.
Yeah, everything that happens is for good.
Mm-hmm.
You know it now.
Yeah. I also wonder if it was an Ebor that I had. That was the way I went. when they were born.
More than likely, that's true.
Then I was able to come back. And I didn't want to come back. So, but now I look back and I see, you know,
right.
It doesn't matter. I feel like both places are my home. So, and like you say, your level of consciousness, you can be there every day.
Correct. All right, we're not out of time, but I'm fading, so let's pick this up tomorrow.
I'm not sure I can be on. We have someone coming at 7:30, so I hope he'll be gone. But if I'm not on, that's the reason why I'm staying longer than I expect. And I had another hard day, so I'll stay on my call. You know, get up for okay.
Right. You have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you for today.
Have a good evening. Well, hopefully, there'll be somebody come on so I can be recorded to answer your question. Not, we'll do it next week, but try it this week.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Shalom.